Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, folks, if you're old enough, you'll remember we used to have powerboat racing in Lake Pontchartrain, and now the inaugural New Orleans Powerboat Grand Prix presented by Harvey Gulf International Marine, Councilman Hans Liljeburg, Jefferson Parish Council District 5, and Visit Jefferson Parish will take place June 25th through the 29th. And Councilman Liljeburg joins us to talk to us about it. Hans, welcome to the show. Hans, are you there? So as we're trying to get Hans Liljeburg on, this inaugural New Orleans Powerboat Grand Prix will take place in District 5, and you'll be able to see, and it's free, and the event site is located on a levee between Bonneville Boat Launch and the Bucktown Harbor Park. There will be VIP hospitality tickets that will be available for a viewing area, and I think now we have Hans Liljeburg, Council Member District 5, one of the sponsors of this event. Hans, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, sir. Exciting news, exciting announcement. Tell us about Powerboat P1.
So I know that you recall the heyday of when Al Copeland had the powerboat racing out at the lake, and you know everybody would kind of go up on the levee and bring your lawn chair and watch the action. Well, we're bringing it back this year with P1 boat racing.
And what kind of boats will this be, Hans?
You know, I'm not that's way above my pay grade, Sheriff, and so I can't tell you, but I can tell you. I mean, I don't know how to, I can describe them to you, but I don't know what you call them.
Fast ones, huh?
They're fast. I think they go up to 175 miles an hour. When they have to be launched out there with cranes, they're so big, and when they trailer them, they have to trailer them sideways, not flat, because they're too wide.
So where will be the viewing area? I think you said is or the release says will be between the Bucktown Harbor and Bonneville Boat Launch, but where will most of the landside activities take place?
Bonneville Boat Launch is going to be the kind of, you know, the base for everything. That's where all the parties and all the festivities will be. I think you could really watch it anywhere from probably, you know, Causeway to West End if you sit anywhere on the lake.
Right. And I read in the release that it will also it's not only these big power boats, but it's also the jet skis as well.
Yeah, they have jet ski races, powerboat, all different kinds of power boats. You can look at the schedule again. It doesn't mean anything to me because these races are you know, it's something I'll never own. Just sitting, thinking of sitting in a boat going 175 miles an hour is something I
that doesn't
I,
tickle my fancy. Done it,
that was a long time ago.
Yeah. I know your wife, and I know my wife. They ain't a shot. We're getting in that boat.
Yeah,
I can promise.
Somewhere along the way, I developed some sense myself too. I don't think I would do it.
It is a lot of fun to watch. We used to go down in Florida and see boat races every July 4th weekend, and it was a blast, you know, to watch the boats go by. It's a 3-day event, so there are different races on each and every day from the 25th through the 29th.
There are, yeah. There are kilo runs, poker runs. It's Aqua AM, that Aquax. Or Aquax Pro, again, I don't know, or Aqua X, I guess. I don't really know what all those are, but those are the giant boats that are really, really fast. And of course, like you said, we have the jet skis also racing. So it's gonna be really exciting. Here it is right here. Look, Supercat, Superstock, Mod V, 450 factory stock. If that means anything to anybody out there.
Yeah, not to me, other than that they're fast and they're expensive. That's about it,
yeah.
For sure. Now, yeah. I understand that there will be... Go ahead.
When you said you saw them in Florida, was that in Jacksonville?
No, it was in Sarasota.
Okay.
We had friends. I don't know if it was P1. It was a long time ago. The kids were young. We used to go... Some friends of ours, family, had a place there in Longboat Key, and we used to go to Siesta Key off of the coast of Sarasota and see the offshore boat race. It was a lot of fun because we'd actually get in the water and just sit on a float and just watch the boats go by. It was great fun. Big course, you know, that went in front of all of the keys out there. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they'll have the same thing here, which is going to be nice. If you do have a boat, you know, you can go out on the lake and watch it all from the water, which I think would really be fantastic.
No, absolutely. I understand that there will also be some food, live entertainment, and stuff at the base camp as well.
It is. At Bonneville Boat Launch, we're going to have a bunch of different food vendors. We tried to give preference to, it is going to be all local folks. The reason I was asking about Jacksonville is because I know Jacksonville had a $2 million economic impact. This is our inaugural boat race here, or festival, so we really don't know what it's going to bring, but we're hoping it's a huge economic boost to the area. There's going to be all different kind of food trucks, fried seafood and your typical fair food. So it's going to be a really nice event. And again, you can just bring your lawn chair out to the boat launch or to the levee.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I know, you know, it's kind of a tight area at Bonneville. We had a call in the first half hour of the show of someone being concerned with traffic. I'm sure you guys are coordinating with JPSO and others to handle that, and there will be off-site parking.
We are. We have. I mean, look, I you know better than I do. It's hard to control people's behavior, but we have gone out of our way to try to alleviate any problems or congestion in the neighborhood. You know, it's one weekend, so we are making some of these streets one way. We are trying. You know, we're preventing parking on Bonneville and some of those side streets like Live Oak and Poplar. We're making sure that traffic continues to flow. Of course, well, JPSO is, and we're coordinating with them. And we are also providing two different parking lots and shuttles so that people don't park in the neighborhoods. We're trying to keep people from, you know, we want to make sure that it's going to be a big event. It's going to be hopefully a lot of people, and we want to make sure that people that live there aren't negatively impacted. We have one parking lot at 3501 North Causeway and another at Haynes, the old Grace King site. And we have shuttles that run and bring you to the boat launch. We have we've provided for a ride share lane so that if you take an Uber or whatever, they can drop you right off at the boat launch. So we're really trying to do what we can do to alleviate any problems in the neighborhood.
You know, and I tell people all the time, if you live within a couple of miles of this place, ride your bicycle, grab a bike and ride. It's
exactly.
You know, we have the bike path going down Bonneville now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've already decided that if I get down there, I'm going on my bicycle. That's the best way to do it.
Same.
Absolutely. Well, this is exciting. I'm not familiar with Powerboat P1, but I understand that they're getting ready to start even some additional powerboat races in other cities, and this being the first one, I think, of this summer taking place here, right?
It is. You know, Shane Guidry was kind of the mover and the shaker behind this. He put up, I believe, $300,000 to kind of get this going. You know, he said he makes his money on the water and he wants to give back, which is extremely nice of him. The parish has invested some you know, in-kind contributions like security and things of that nature to make sure that this goes off without a hitch. And, you know, it's going to be a great event and hopefully a huge economic boost and something we continue to do every year, and it gets bigger and better. We wanted to have a boat parade up and from the boat launch to West Esplanade, but just with this first one, it got too, I guess, you know how putting parades on goes, right? It got to be too much. So that's something we hope to add in future years.
Yeah. And I got folks saying it's now called Haynes, not Grace King. So
that's correct. It's the Haynes, yeah. Haynes site on Grace King.
Right. Yeah. Also, the net proceeds go to not-for-profits, right? P1 actually has a foundation that they run, the Bucktown Harbor Park and Marine Foundation, and the Pontchartrain Conservancy will be the beneficiaries of the net proceeds, and the additional races that will be held this year is in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and St. Petersburg, Florida. P1offshore.com. You can visit their website for more information and updates on the event. Councilman Hans Liljeberg, thank you so much for joining us, and have a great weekend.
All right, Sheriff, thank you. I'll see you soon.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Love to hear from you. Again, we'll go to the talk lines for about anything that we talked about this week or any observations you may have. Give us a shout. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.